pretty daggone good, you know? How's everybody doing? I'll get one. I'll for sure try one. Yeah.
Chicago is known for being just so futile in passing. Our record goes back to 1942 for pass touchdowns. Please tell me you're going to end the misery.
I'm going to try to. I'm going to try my best to. You know, that's my goal isn't to, you know, break those records. My goal is to get as far into February as I can. That's the point of playing football, is to win championships. That's the reason why I play. And so, you know, you get far enough in February, you know, you tend to break records. You tend to be able to, you know, hit self milestones, but that's not what I'm, you know, necessarily playing for. It's pretty sick. I got to play against him. Wasn't that good. Didn't enjoy it, to be honest with you. But now to be able to be his teammate, I'm pretty excited to be able to throw the ball to him. He gets to do what he did to, you know, our defense to other defenses now. So I'm excited. Yeah, I've grown, I would say, in my 2 years at USC tremendously. As a leader, I would say, is the biggest one. Being able to adapt, be the same guy every single day, no matter how, you know, whether I got injured, no matter whether it was a 7-5 season, being able to walk into the facility, be the same guy, be the same leader, same human, you know, when I'm in there, but also when I'm leaving, is something that I learned and, you know, really excited to implement, but also ready to adapt to whatever team needs. Little C Dub. I would say you've hit one milestone, and you've been able to knock off a few so far, but you got a few more left. Keep going, keep striving for it, and go get it. Yep. Yeah. For sure. When I look into the mirror, when I wake up around 7 a.m., 6 a.m., when I look into the mirror, I know who that guy is. I love that guy. I treat that guy with respect, just like I do any other, you know, human around me. And that goes a long way for myself. That's why I am who I am. I do what I do, and I treat myself the way that I do because, you know, I know who that guy is. I love that guy. And I'm going to treat that guy just as, you know, that guy was somebody else that just met me, walked into the room, or, you know, one of my best friends. That's why I'm so unapologetic. I'm unapologetic about who I am.
Caleb, what are the biggest lessons that you learned from playing under Coach Lincoln Riley?
Yeah, that the team goes as the QB goes. And another big thing was that, you know, on okay teams, nobody leads. On good teams, the coaches lead. On the great teams and elite teams, that players lead. So, you know, that's something that he and TK instilled in me, something that, you know, I'll always remember and take with me.
What has sold you about the Bears? What has sold you about the Bears so far?
What has sold me?
Yeah.
I would say you can tell they're one to win from all the way up top to the executives, all the way down to, you know, the equipment staff that get us all geared up for game days and things like that, they all want to win, and that's exciting to go into. And then also, you know the fans are ready and rowdy, and I can't wait for that. That's something that I'm excited for, I'm ready for, and ready to get the thing going.
Hey, when I got the opportunity to talk to you yesterday,
yep. Yeah, it was a unique moment, unique time for me, because I've been striving and reaching for this moment, to be the number one pick, and so I'm really excited. I'm really excited to be on this team. You know, we got a pretty good team, and you just got to go in. You got to work. You got to strive for greatness. Set your goals high, and then you know, do all the little things in between. Because all the little things matter at the end of the day.
Hey, time for two more.
NFL draft history, five
Yeah. It's a special draft class. I mean, it's a lot of explosive players that went, a lot of powerful players. My teammate, one of my good friends, dearest friends, Olufoshanu, I believe, went to the Jets. We got Roma Dunze. You know, I'm excited. All the QBs that went after me, you know, Jaden went right after Drake. I believe Penix went 8. Bo Nix went 14th or 12th to the Denver. And so, it's an awesome draft class. Got great guys in it, and, you know, excited for everybody's future. It shows the last year of the Pac-12 was a really good year for us, and it was a good way to close out the Pac-12. It's you know, I'm blessed and honored to be able to play in a league that Reggie Bush played in, and, you know, all these special players and legendary players, Troy, and I can go on a list of just USC players, but also all the other players that came out of all these other schools in the Pac-12. So honored, blessed to be the last year, and honored and blessed to be able to, you know, share the podium and stadium or stage, you know, with a bunch of guys that were a part of it. So thanks, everybody. Troy Polamalu. Thanks, everybody. The Bears.